Evening, church. Thank you for coming out Wednesday night. If we can take our Bibles, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Since the conference, when Pastor Mensah was here, he preached from Ecclesiastes 10. And since then, I've been looking through Ecclesiastes and finding lots of little hidden gems. And we're going to look at a couple of verses tonight. Not the same as what he preached on in the men's session, but something else that's very simple and I guess very relevant for today. We're going to read the first three verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, it says, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool." I'm going to pray, and then we'll get straight into it, and we'll be done shortly. Heavenly Father, thank you for church tonight. Thank you for everyone that's come out. Just pray that as we look at this simple thought, that you'll use it to be an encouragement and a challenge for us, and help me as I bring forth the word. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but in our age today with the internet, how news travels so fast, and you can learn a lot about people, you can find information on people, you can see stats on things, you can see people's ages, where they were born, anything you want to know about most people, you can find. And we do live in a world where there are a lot of famous people out there. I'm thinking just at the moment, with the Australian Rugby League, we're coming down to the end of the season, there's only four teams left. And there are a lot of famous people or a lot of famous players within these teams. And I was thinking about that this week, that each one of those players have responsibilities, each one of those players have a reputation. And I'm going to make a one-off statement tonight. This is a one-off only for our church, that a Brisbane playing Panthers this week. This is going to be the only time I ever barrack for the Brisbane Broncos. It's a one-off thing because I just dislike the Panthers even more than the Broncos. So, but in saying that, I think about these players who train a lot. When I was younger, the football players, they trained during the week, they had jobs during the week, then they played football on the weekends. These days, it's very professional, and these players, they train, and the football is their career and is their job. And a lot of time, a lot of training, a lot of effort, and most of the famous people that you may know or have heard of, whether they be involved in sport, whether they be involved in music, whether they be involved in business or in acting, the amount of time that they have spent in their craft or in the dedicated field becomes enormous to get where they want to be. But what happens when these famous people who have built a lifetime of hard work and for their popularity make a poor judgment or a poor decision? What happens when they choose a wrong path or maybe some sin that is made public? What happens is, for some people, their fans or the crowd or the people that see this often forget about all the good hard work that they've put in the past, and often they're remembered for that one mistake. There are a few people that come to mind that some of you may have heard of, some that you may not have. Who's ever heard of Rolf Harris? A lot of people have heard of Rolf Harris. An entertainer, an artist. I remember seeing him when I was younger. He was on the television, he was a painter, he was a musician, but then was accused of touching young children, and often is now remembered for that. If you mention his name, it's not often the painting and the career of entertainment that he had, it's what the last thing he's remembered for. When you say the name Tiger Woods, another sporting a person who suffered public humiliation and professional repercussions from fidelity scandals that damaged his personal and professional, his image as well. I even think, while we're mentioning the Brisbane Broncos, I'll probably get slapped for this one, Reece Walsh, very talented player and very skilled as a young man, but as often it's been televised and publicised some of the odd things and we would say strange things that he's doing. And that, in my mind, leaves an impression of him because of what he has done. And then there have been preachers who have been found out committing secret sins, and often that's what they're remembered for, not so much for the many years of dedication in preaching and serving the Lord. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1, the text uses an interesting illustration describing what happens when you add a small amount of the wrong thing to something good. It says, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. The apothecary is a place where you make our perfume and things like that. I want you to try and imagine this. You're making something that is supposed to be sweet, something that's supposed to be good and usable, and then you find a dead fly in it. If you go to a restaurant, we'll use the fly illustration. If you go to a restaurant and you've paid a lot of money and you, whether it's a soup or whether it's a plate of meat and vegetables, and you get halfway through your meal and you find a dead fly inside your mashed potato. Some people are probably going to go, yum, yep, okay. Very okay. I'll mark that down as something I remember you about, okay. But you're not going to want to continue eating. Can you imagine having your soup and you find a dead fly in it? I don't think I'd want to finish that particular soup or that particular meal, because the dead fly, it gives you a very lasting impression. It's kind of spoiled what you're wanting to eat. And the same way, verse 1 tells us that a little folly does the same thing to them who are of reputation and honour. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and for honour. I want to encourage you tonight that you as a Christian, you as a mum, a dad, a child, a believer, you do have a reputation. If you name the name of Jesus Christ, you have a reputation not only within this church, but within the community, within those who you have spoken to about the Lord, maybe family members, maybe you've been trying to witness to, cousins, brothers, sisters. We've probably all got people within our family line who are like that. People that who know us, and we say we're a Christian, and that's what we're trying to build. Just like famous people who are trying to build a reputation of being the best in their craft, over the course of our Christian life, we should be trying to build a reputation of something that honours God. But what happens when we fail, or we mix something that, just like a fly shouldn't be in soup, or it shouldn't be in the perfume? What happens when we allow something, it doesn't have to be major, but it can be something small that we allow into our lives that does the same thing. It causes people to, just like we eat the soup and we go, oh, I can't eat any more of that. What is it that will cause someone to go, I don't want to listen to what you've got to say anymore? You say you're a Christian, but what the way you live, the way you talk, the things you do just don't match up, and just like the soup, we want to push that aside. Can you imagine having that as our testimony, that the person we're trying to influence for Christ, because of some simple thing that we've said or done, finally, in their mind, they want to put us aside. It doesn't make any sense anymore. I don't want any part of that. And that's what can happen when we allow a little bit of folly, something that we allow be part of our life, and it can be just like that fly. I thought of just some simple examples, and they are just very simple. It's very easy to have a careless word that might do more harm than good. Sometimes we jest, and I can be... I need to be careful of this, because I often like to joke. I like to have a laugh. I like to make people laugh. But sometimes our wording can go a little bit too far. There have been several times where I've thought what I've said is funny to realise I've offended somebody. And I've had to try and take it back and realise, oh, that didn't work, that joke, or that thing didn't, it didn't come across the way I wanted it. But the things we say can be very offensive to someone. In verse 12 of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, it says, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. So if we're going to be cautious with what we say, that's good. But it says, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. Things we say, it can overtake us. It can swallow us up. Our foolish speech can get us into so much trouble that sometimes we can't even get out of the trouble even when we want to back out of it. What about a moment of unrestrained anger? Who's ever had that in their life where something's happened, you're under stress, you're under pressure, and then you explode. And you either say something, you do something, you react in a way that is maybe out of character. And once that happens, if we don't rein it in, it can become a problem in our life. Doesn't the Bible say in Proverbs 22, we'll read that, Proverbs 22 and verse 24 and verse 25. Says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. If we have a problem with anger, people shouldn't want to be around us. It's going to cause us more problems than if we're able to restrain it. What about something that's even very relevant for today? What about a thoughtless social media post? I don't know about you, but there's a lot going on. If you open up any sort of social media that you have, there's often a lot of news, a lot of events that have been taking place. And the one that I think of that keeps coming up on a lot of social media, and that's our Charlie Kirk and his assassination. And you see so many posts about it. A lot of people who respect him and we're grateful for what he stood for. But then you see people attack and laugh and mock and scoff, and you read it all and you want to get in there and have your say and blast away. That's what, for me, sometimes you feel like you want to do that. But then you realise you attacking somebody or having a post because you think you're right and you want to get your point across, in the end just turns into just a drama anyway. And sometimes it's better off just saying nothing at all. Sometimes it's not our place to get involved in things. But a lot of people use social media as an avenue to attack and to get their point across and to have their say. But when we do that, so often, when people see that, that's what they remember us for. The person that mocked or the person that blasted someone. So a lot of them, if I ever post anything, it's normally either about my business, I've been trying to do that a little bit more lately, or sharing or liking things. I try to stay out of the media type things as much as I can, because it doesn't end well. What about a little bit of flirting that can lead to the wrong type of relationship? That's something, a little thing. It can seem to be innocent at first, but if we allow little things in, it can certainly destroy the testimony that we're trying to build. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and verse 1, says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favour rather than silver and gold. Our name, our reputation, the name if we name the name of Christ, that is far better to have that a good name rather than things that we may be tempted to follow into or to beat people down for great riches. And we want to have God's loving favour rather than silver and gold. Pleasing God needs to be the most important thing. Without a good name, there are several things that we'll find that we'll have. will have dishonour and shame to not only ourselves, but our family, our church, and the name of the Lord. I wonder if you've ever, maybe one of these things that we've talked about, or that were just some simple things that I first thought about. But have you ever had times where you've spoken out of turn, or you've said something, you've done something, you've acted in a way, it's been found out, or it's shone a light on your life, and now you realise, I wish I'd never done that, I wish I'd never said that, I wish I'd never acted or never spoken to that person that way, or gotten angry at that brother or that sister, and now we bring dishonour not only to ourselves, but onto our families, our church, and then the name of the Lord. Once you have a bad name, it's very difficult to remove it. It's very difficult to remove it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 3, it says, "Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by his way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool." Once you've done foolishness, what you're really saying to everyone is, by my actions, you know I'm a fool. And once you're labelled something, it is very difficult to remove that label. Have you ever thought about someone for a position or for a promotion, or think about who can I ask to do a certain thing? And your mind runs through certain people, yet when you think of some people, you think, I probably won't ask them because they don't turn up on time. It can be simple things like that, being tardy all the time, never reliable for being at a certain place. You might say something, then always forget. You might be forgetful. Some of these things are just very simple, but as we think of people who we could ask, sometimes some of these things, that person's never on time, that person always forgets, that person always says big things, and then they never achieve it, they never follow through. What is it that you're known for right now? If I don't really want to ask everyone, when you think of me, what do you think about me? I don't put it up on the board because I would probably be, I guess, shocked or embarrassed, but hopefully you would think some good things. But what do people think about you when they think about you? A bad name often labels you with something and it's very difficult to remove. What about the loss? If you have a bad name, or if you have done something that has caused you to have a bad name, but what about the loss of trust and relationships? The loss of trust and relationships. You do something, you hurt somebody, and sometimes it's hard to build that back again. I've had times where even within Christians, something's happened and there was no intent on either person, but it's happened, and maybe the relationship has gone down, and sometimes it takes a very long time to bring that relationship up, if it can be. For some, it can just be the loss of our witness as a Christian, especially when we're trying to share and win somebody, and then we do that social media post, or we like something that's just random or strange, and people, they see that and they start to wonder about you. You react angrily, you say something callous, you don't think about things as you're doing them, and people are watching. We often say that the world is watching what we do, how we respond, especially on the property. It's easy for people to see. But imagine losing our witness as a Christian by allowing something small that can ruin our testimony, that can ruin the name of Christ. That's why hopefully our church will never have a rock concert here at church, because we don't stand for that. That's not what we're known for. Hopefully, Lord willing, in my lifetime, we won't have a bingo hall, and we won't have whatever else you could think of a lot of other churches do. We don't want to have any part of that, because that's not what Christ stands for. And if you're a Christian, you want to stand for what Christ stands for. All the houses, the people who hear us, see us Friday nights, our conferences, our Sunday services, our tracts we hand out, the witnesses that we try to do, they know us. And it only takes something small to ruin that witness as a Christian. A good name brings many benefits. And here's some things that I thought of. It does bring us favor with God and with others. We did read on Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. I'll just read that again. Good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. I believe if we have a good name, I believe it brings God's favor. As a Christian, if you honor God, I believe God favors that. I believe God blesses that. And I believe that's what I want. I want to be committed to God and receive God's blessing because I'm honoring him and doing right. I personally do want a life that will honor God. A simple, a practical thing, if you have a good name, is kind of the opposite of what I've said before, that people will be willing to trust you to do important tasks and responsibilities. If you're a Christian who says, why do I never get asked? Why doesn't anyone think about me to do something? Or why am I always looked over? Now, I don't know for you, but what I would encourage you to do is think about your reputation. It may not be anything at all. Maybe there are other people who may be more qualified to do things. But what I would say is prepare yourself for future blessings of God by working on your reputation. And then if we are doing the right thing and not allowing little things to come in, again, the opposite of losing our witness, we gain a more secure witness for the lost. The Bible says in John 13:35, it talks about that. It says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. The way we act as Christians around each other, it secures a greater witness. People will know that you are a Christian by the way we allow the right things into our life rather than the old things or the bad things. So what sort of reputation do you want to aim for tonight? As we finish up, what sort of reputation should you be aiming for? Just, I guess, some really practical things, and this is for everybody's age. Be reliable in completing things. Just be reliable. Just work hard at doing the things you say you're going to do. Be trustworthy when given responsibility. If pastor entrusts you to do something, be responsible and get it done. And do the best that you can at it. Don't be someone who is judgmental. Little things we can do to protect ourselves. We live in a society, in a world that, as I said, there's so much, we see more of everybody because we have instant access on things. Where in the past, you had to wait to see somebody, to talk to somebody. Now it's instant. We expect things to be instant. We send a message, we need a response. We make a call, we need an answer. Everything is, because it's so now and instant, it's easy to fall judgmental on things when people, when they don't live up to the expectation that you're expecting. But don't be someone who is judgmental. That's the sort of reputation I would love to have. Someone that doesn't judge others. It's very difficult, and I can't say I've mastered that yet. So what are the things you are engaging in that may not have harmed you yet, but if you continue in some of these things, that may cause you problems in the future? So often we think because nothing's happened so far, it can't be that much of a problem. All it takes is one time for you to make that mistake or do it or say it or act in a way that displeases somebody or upsets someone, and then it's a slippery slope down from there. So Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 10, verse 1 again, it says, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth a little folly, just little something little, him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour. And that's it. Thanks.